1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM. We're previewing the 2022 high school football season. Daniel Versteg, we are joined by the head coach of Hinton football. That's Coach Kadrian Harderson, as his team's coming off a tough one-win year last year. The Blackhawks, though, return a lot of that team from last year. Lots of experience coming back. And so, first of all, Coach, I got to ask you, what have you seen out of this a bit more veteran group here in the first couple weeks of practice so far?
Yeah, I would say I've seen a lot of experience starting to pay off. A lot more pads popping than there has been in the past. A lot more speed. Guys are bigger, faster, stronger. You know, whenever you're playing young kids, they take their lumps. And then in the off season, you know, kids keep growing up and they come in 15, 20 pounds heavier and a little bit faster. So it starts to pay off. You just notice the speed of practice is more intense. Guys getting after it a little bit more. And like you said, coming after a 1-7 season. A lot of the seniors are pretty hungry. They have a sour taste in their mouth that they want to get rid of.
And what's been in the off season? Has it been a weightlifting program or a conditioning program? What have you kind of seen that's kind of gotten them to a more physical and more stronger kind of look here to start the year?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we did our weekly football workouts, and there was just much more of an emphasis on footwork and power into the ground, and, you know, even working basic things like on-air tackling. What do my feet look like? Where's my leverage point? Are my hips underneath me? All that stuff that you're really able to work, you know, when you're not in pads in the weight room, and then you start to see that translate. Once you get around to August, that muscle memory starts to kick in, and you just see guys on film now. They're just doing things that you wanted them to do last year, but they, for some reason, you know, you get in the game and you just lose your mind. And everything you were taught to do, you forgot. So I think that repetition of, you know, 9 months of doing the same things and moving the same or putting your body in the same movements is really starting to pay off. And on top of that, you know, we really preach to the kids, get out and do other sports. I mean, the best thing that you can train to get better for football is to run track, to wrestle, to play basketball, to play baseball. Get out there and get yourself in competitive environments. And they really took that to heart. A lot of them did, and they're seeing the fruits of that.
Well, and a lot of them were so successful in all those endeavors, too. I think about your track and field team this year was so good. Baseball team was solid. I mean, and with all that experience coming back, it's got to be nice to maybe not feel like you're starting day one with practices. Maybe you feel like you can start in day eight or day nine, a little bit further into the playbook and into the kind of preseason schedule, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, no question. It's there's a lot less of a learning curve when you come in day one. You're going to install your bread and butter, and you put it in, and you run your varsity group out there, and you can already start to play games with it. You can add some more motions to it. You can add some more tags to it, and they just pick it up because, like you said, they've got that experience. They've run it for 1 and 2 years now at a varsity level, so they hit the ground running, so to speak. So, yeah, that has made camp go a lot more smoothly for us. That experience has definitely showed up there.
Kadrian Harderson joining us to talk about Hinton football for this season. Coach, I guess then now as we kind of, you know, dive into a little bit of the details there, talking about your offense, first of all, what have you seen out of them that's maybe been a bit of a step up from where they were last year then? And what's kind of, been the thing that stood out about how your team offensively has looked so far?
Yeah, I've noticed already a lot more aggression at the offensive line. We have some young guys. Youth is going to be a problem, but we also have some seniors who are really taking the reins and leading that group really well, and just kind of changing their mindset a little bit, taking the fight to the defense instead of always sitting on your heels and waiting for them to bring the fight to you, so to speak. So I've seen a lot of changes there, and then in the skill positions, you know. We bring everybody back in the skill positions, and so there has just been a calming effect when you look out there and you've got, yep, my tight end's back, my receiver is back, my slot receiver's back, my running back is here. Here's my H back. It just makes things go so much more smoothly, and really gives everybody else that confidence. Okay, I know what the guy next to me is going to do because I've been playing with him now for 2 and 3 years. So that camaraderie is really starting to show up too.
How's the how's your quarterback position looking with I know you had a couple of guys throw a little bit for you last year. What have you seen out of that position that can show hopefully you can use him to get the ball to those great skill guys you've got back this year?
Yeah, that's kind of the question. You know, we have a senior in Glenn who played for us last year, and then he took some lumps and got injured and had to sit out a couple games. And we had a freshman at the time, Gabe Anderson, who stepped in and performed admirably in his absence. And now Gabe is a sophomore, and he's really had a great off season. You know, he's grown up, he's grown out, and he's become more mature. And Glenn as well has really just become a tremendous leader. He's really the heart and soul of the team. So those two guys are really vying for that position, and what I love about those two is, you know, if Gabe's taking the reps, Glenn is hopping in at H-back. He's playing somewhere else. And if Glenn is taking the reps, Gabe's hopping over, and he's playing safety on defense. So those two really, and they, you know, they have a great working relationship together. They want the best player to get it, and they both want to be the best player. So that kind of push, I think, will really help us as we go here. But yeah, the position is still unsettled. You know, hopefully after the scrimmage here tonight, we'll get some good film and we can kind of make a decision from there. But yeah, so far I like what I've seen from those two.
Yeah, and when it comes to a position battle, I some people probably could frame it from the selfishness of I want the position, but boy, that's got to be a really good sign, and maybe something you can use as a learning lesson for the rest of your team as well, showing what Glenn and Gabe are doing back there, being selfless and making sure they both get the opportunities to show what they can do at quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, that's always the fear, right, is that you regress into selfishness and you try to nitpick all the bad things the other guy's doing and say, well, I should be playing. But you watch these two together and, you know, there'll be an individual time and they'll be coaching each other up. Or they'll be watching film together and coaching each other up. Well, you should look here instead. You got one high press on the outside, cover one. Here's where your first look should be. So they really are just helping each other out. And yeah, that's been a great example for the rest of the guys. You know, we got a battle at center, and we've got a battle at both guard positions, and all those guys kind of see how those quarterbacks, you know, approach that situation, and they kind of try to emulate that, follow their leaders. So it's really been nice to have those two set the example, and then really cool as a coach to kind of see these young boys kind of turn into men and kind of take that leadership role, and then say, yeah, I want this job, but I also don't want to do it at the expense of my buddy. You know, I want to make us both the best that we can possibly be. So that's been really cool to see.
Yeah, it's really cool to hear about as well, about this the selflessness that this Hinton team is showing. We're chatting with Kadrian Harderson, talking about this Blackhawk team. Looking at the defense a little bit now, Coach, I know the district is so challenging, so many great offenses in the district,
yeah.
And so some of your defensive numbers last year may not have looked as good, but what do you see now with a year under your belts, and under these guys' belts anyway, that could show you, hey, you could have a pretty strong defense this year?
Yeah, that was a big point of emphasis for us going into the offseason. You know, we just gave up far too many yards and far too many points, and we got to find a way to shore that up. I think, you know, schematically, you're always looking, how can I get my guys in the best possible position? So we've made a few changes there. But the big thing, I think, is just our increased depth here. You know, last year, it was tough only having four seniors. And that's hard to go through. And, you know, those guys gave us everything they possibly could. But it's by the same token, you know, when you only lose four seniors and you bring in, you know, 11, 12 freshmen, you're immediately deeper. And that's really what we're starting to see on both sides of the ball, but especially on defense, is where, you know, last year a guy would go down and it's, okay, who do we have left? Now it's, how can we get these guys reps? And what you're really starting to see is these guys fighting for reps. When we call for a first-team defense, instead of 11 guys coming out, I got 15 guys coming out. And you know, I was like, and yet they're going to make you send them off the field. They're not leaving until you tell them who's going to be playing. So that's been the nicest thing, I think, this year, is just that added depth and that added competitive fire that you see between the guys.
What part of your defense really gives you the most giddiness, I guess? Is it the line, the secondary, linebackers? Which group has stood out so far this year?
Yeah, you know, the secondary, we've got a lot of seniors and a lot of juniors that are kind of fighting for those top positions. So that's been really nice to have that, that age and experience at that level. And then the linebacking crew as well. You know, with Dylan Hartman, he's a returning middle linebacker for us, all district kid, and he's just a tremendous stalwart in the middle, man. He plays old school hitting football. He's not the biggest, he's not the fastest, he's not the strongest, but he's just going to get the job done. And really, he's been kind of our rock on defense that everybody's kind of looked to for the mentality. Hey, this is how you play defense. No excuses. Find a way to get the job done. So I think, you know, the linebacking crew kind of takes after him. Now, if we can get our D-line to do that, we'll be just fine. But I'm really starting to see his mentality now come across and a lot of the other guys that are playing out there with him. So that's been exciting to see.
The last thing for you, Coach, because I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Obviously, you guys don't open up with a cupcake, that's for sure. Woodbury Central came up week one. Man, I mean, we've talked about a lot of positives with you guys. What do you got to do to, you know, just get yourself prepared and try and give it your best shot against an outstanding team week one?
Yeah, you know, Woodbury, they are just a tremendous football team, very well coached, athletic, and they have a lot of returners coming back on the offensive and defensive line. So they're going to be a tough opponent. But what I like about it is it's a great barometer for us. You know, we've got a great opportunity to go in against a team that nobody's giving you a chance against, and we know what we're capable of. And so the question is, you know, are we going to listen to the outside voices, or are we going to kind of bond together and say, hey, it's about us 46, and are we willing to work together to get the job done? So, yeah, we're excited. We're excited for week one. You know, a great opponent at their place. No pressure. We just hope we can go out there, cut loose, have fun, and play Blackhawk football.
Well, that sounds like a good plan for week one. Sounds like a good plan for the entire season. We're hoping for the best for you guys, Coach. We're looking forward to seeing what this season has in store. And best of luck to you and your crew, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Daniel. Appreciate all you do.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. That's Kadrian Harderson joining us, previewing Hinton football here on KLEM.